I was born with a cleft lip and palate, which as a very young child is not really corrected with plastic surgery. So I had kind of a funny looking face, and a lot of kids, you know, kind of make fun of me or didn't want to play, or sometimes they even kind of, you know, imitated the way my mouth and nose looked. And that was very, very negative, and I could not really quite understand it. It was coming at me, but I kept thinking, I really don't know why, because, you know, I'm perfectly willing and able to play, and, you know, I'm pretty creative. I don't know why I'm being left out here. And at that early age, I think I stumbled upon an asset-based thinking strategy. My biggest strategy was to think of something more fun to play than what the kids were currently playing, and all of a sudden they were following me, and I was included. So rather than deal directly with the rejection, you know, I thought of a way to entice them into, maybe even trick them into playing with me. And as my life went on, I continued to use some of those strategies. And by the time I was able to study what I was actually doing, I said to myself, oh my gosh, you know, this kind of needs a name, because it's a set of strategies that have, you know, really very concrete steps to them. And if I can teach other people how to do this, they'll be more optimistic, they'll feel included. So that's kind of how the negativity coming at me worked. I think I'm probably one of those people that is more by nature and nurture an optimist than a pessimist. So I was really curious at, you know, why somebody wouldn't be more asset-based in their thinking.